Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Sarah Dukler.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
I'm just calling. I live in Kingston, and I've been getting your stuff, you have, like, the mailings, and I know someone who's signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know more about what it entails and signing up and
absolutely,
the
I can definitely help
and all that kind of stuff.
No worries. I can definitely explain a lot about the plans that we offer, what's included in the price, and we can also check to see if we can service you right away.
Great.
All right. So firstly, what would you like to know? The different kinds of plans would probably be a good place
yeah.
to start. Okay.
Yeah,
so
let me tell you what my, so I live by myself in a 1400 square foot house. And I work from home about half the time and I don't need cable. I just need internet.
Okay, no worries. We actually don't offer any TV packages.
Great.
So, I mean, that kind of makes it easier on you.
Yeah, perfect.
As far as our plans go, we offer the one gig or the 2 gig, which the 1 gig, it seems that if you're home alone and mostly what you do is working or like streaming Netflix or Hulu or any kind of those apps, that seems to be the best plan for you because it's also our cheapest. We offer it at $79.99, but if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing, we actually give you a $10 discount if you sign up with your checking account. So that would make it $69.99 a month. And there's no taxes or fees on top of that. That's the all-included price. The equipment, the modem and router are included in that price as well.
Okay.
So,
and how do I get the modem and the router?
So we would actually send the tech out when it's time for your appointment. They would go ahead and install the modem and router, help you get set up. They would provide assistance with the HomePass app, which allows you to manage your home Wi-Fi system, whether it's like, for example, for me, it would be easy because I've got kids who, if they don't listen, I can just shut their specific devices off of the internet. But if I were to have guests over, I can create like special passwords for those guests. So there's a lot that you can do. You can change a Wi-Fi password from the HomePass app. There's a lot that you can do with that app. So the tech would actually help you with setting up the app and being able to have full control over your Wi-Fi connection.
Okay, great. And do you have, I'm sure you, like, because Spectrum is, like, pretty much the only competitor, right, in this area. Do you have experience with people canceling Spectrum?
Actually, I do. That's actually most of our common customers is they tell me stories about Spectrum and how they are just so happy to get away from them. So I personally don't have experience with Spectrum, but I do have experience with other cable companies. So I can completely
yeah.
understand those issues.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions from the, I don't know how hard it is. Obviously I haven't spoken with them yet.
Yeah, so typically what we recommend is once your fiber is fully installed, that means the tech has come to your home and set up your modem and router and made sure that everything is working properly. That's when we recommend for you to cancel with Spectrum and just call them and be like, hey, I switched. I don't need your service anymore because we want to maintain that connectivity.
Right. You don't want to go.
Yeah, we don't want you to cancel before, you know, we have our fiber services installed because then hopefully, you know, everything goes smoothly, but if they decide that they're going to shut off the system like a day or two before, then you're stuck without internet before the install.
Right.
Which would not be ideal, especially if you're working from home on certain days.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they, like I was just looking at my bills in Spectrum, and it's like in May they charged me $75, and then now in July they charged me $95, and I don't understand.
Yeah, I've heard that they've been jacking up the prices. which is a little concerning.
So like, well, if it's 75, I'm like, it's probably a lot more effort than it's worth. But 95 is fucking crazy. I'm like, myself, that's using freaking internet.
I know. And like, I, with my cable company that I was with, I was paying over $130 for a 1 gig.
Holy shit. Yeah. No, it's just like being by myself in my house, paying for everything by myself is already.
Oh yeah. Hard enough. Exactly. You know, it's hard enough. I mean, if you rent, you have rent. If you have the, obviously it's Central Hudson, you've got to pay the electric bill. And then if you
own your own home.
This
house, so yeah.
So then you still have like garbage, and then you still have, depending on where in Kingston, sometimes it's, you have to pay for water even, or sometimes you have a well. So if you have a well, it's great. But if you have to pay for water on top of it, like some areas in the Hudson Valley, it's insane. It really adds up.
I know. And I'm like, I'm going back to school right now for my master's degree. So I'm like paying for that.
Oh, well, congrats. I hope that goes very well.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one of the things I have to use the internet for, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're doing remote learning. Like it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I personally would have to attend in person, though. I can't do the online. It's not structured enough.
I feel like I've gotten into a good rhythm with it.
Well, that's
a good thing.
Just
because, I work, too, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, the dedication,
like,
really.
Flexible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's really where it works out the best.
Yeah.
But like for me, like I tried online and it did not work for me because the reading and applying was the most difficult part.
Yeah. Well, I would also imagine if you have kids, it's probably much harder because
oh, absolutely.
Like I just have cats. So.
Well, kitty cats can be a bit needy too sometimes.
Oh my God. One of them, I woke up at 4 a.m. with one of them sitting on my face this morning. Like,
yep, that's a
happening?
Typical cat behavior.
All right.
So what's the service address, please? That way I can just verify.
225 Downs Street. Downs, plural.
Yep. And that's right here in Kingston.
Yeah, it's right in Midtown. It's very close.
All right, I've got it right here. And we are able to service it, actually.
Yeah, because my partner, he lives just like a few blocks away, and he got it like 3 weeks ago. At that time, I had checked my address on the website, and they said they weren't servicing my address yet.
Well, so the good news is we just started the in-service date at the end of July, so you're like right perfect, like right
perfect.
In the, on the money.
Incredible. Yeah, I do want to set up a service appointment. I guess my question is, like, the one thing with Spectrum is because it's so widespread. Like, this storm we just had.
Oh, yeah.
They are, like, on it with getting service back up and running. How is our top fire with that?
I mean, we haven't experienced any losses as far as service goes. We've had, like, maybe a couple of people that were affected in Socrates, but it wasn't related to the storm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're actually really good with that. The one thing that I do like about Archtop is the fact that most of our cables are buried underground, so we don't have that risk of tree limbs breaking and falling on top of our fiber. Our fiber is actually quite, delicate.
Yeah.
So if it bends, then it can cause an issue. So we actually micro trench, and that's why we've had such a hard time with, you know, we've been doing it pretty quickly, but we've been expanding over Kingston for quite a few months now. And really what it is it's those permits that we've had. We've had to micro trench into the sides of the roads to be able to lay the fiber down. So there's a lot of work that gets involved with it, but the biggest thing about us is the fact that we bury the cables.
Gotcha.
Which really helps in terms of storms. I wasn't even aware that Spectrum was down, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I got an email like 7 this morning that it was down, and then I got an email like 9 that it was back up, and you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, we also notify if there's any scheduled maintenance going on in your area. So those that are affected are always made aware of, like, hey, you might lose internet for about like 20, 30 minutes. But typically,
Okay.
we haven't really seen any outages. We've seen it like a couple total since the beginning of the year, but nothing major as far as that goes. And I mean, like, it's usually something very simple too.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, I guess I will set up a service appointment.
Okay, perfect. Did you want to do it with me over the phone?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, just honest question. This is like recommended. You're not like just telling me that this is a good product and it's
Oh,
not.
no. See,
Okay.
I would probably break that if that were a thing. But the thing is, like, I myself have been so excited for Archtop. Like, I was even at the Sawyer Motors show, and I was like handing out the flyers and everything. But what it really is, it's really exciting because it's not coaxial cable. That's the thing. It's light pulses that are emitting the data so fast, you're thinking speed of light at this point. So for me personally, I wouldn't stand behind something I didn't believe in.
Yeah.
So me
Okay.
being excited for this, like it just provides, like, I have three kids. They
Yeah.
are all gamers.
Oh,
So
wow.
fiber is a huge game changer compared to the coaxial copper cables that they use because it's much slower. I've noticed that with the Xboxes especially, my son gets a little upset sometimes when things lag. He's
Yeah.
also a bit autistic, so he doesn't quite
Yeah.
have full control of his emotions. He's still learning and everything. So he
No,
gets
my
very
partner's son is
angry.
also autistic and has the same exact thing.
Yeah, my son is
Yeah.
obsessed with Minecraft. And when
Yeah.
there's an update, like just the other, like a little while ago on when I still had cable, it took 30 minutes for a 50 gig download.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my
And
God.
I was paying for 1 gig download speed with my cable company. The fact that, it took 30 minutes and I was only showing speeds of like 250 megabytes per second, and that's plugged in through the Ethernet cable, that was a bit concerning for me.
Wow.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's crazy.
it's a major game changer because not only with the download speed, you're getting the 1 gig, right? The upload speed is also 1 gig. It's not like the cable companies where it's 35 megabytes per second maximum for upload.
Wow.
So whatever
Okay.
you're
Yeah, that
downloading
sounds
is
really
not
cool.
going to interfere with whatever you're trying to share to Facebook, or if you're sending a family member a video, or especially a large video, it's not going to affect that. And you can have multiple devices on at the same time, and you're not going to see any slowdown.
Okay.
So for
That's
me, it's a
awesome.
game changer.
Yeah. No, that's
Especially
crazy.
with three kids. I've got a 13-year-old who is majorly into TikTok and listening to music at the same time, and then she's also a huge Fortnite player.
Oh wow.
My
That's
son is
fun.
just obsessed with Minecraft, and that's it. Like, that's the
Yeah.
only game that matters to him. But he also watches YouTube as well. So if I have both of them
Yeah.
watching the same time, with cable, there was some slowdown where things would buffer a little bit, but with fiber, it's easy peasy, actually.
Nice. Okay, awesome. That's great. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I like the new technology. I think that the fiber is very cool.
The crazy thing
I just,
is that the Hudson Valley has been without, technology for so long, and we have so many people that have moved up here from the city, especially.
yeah,
Like, it's about
absolutely.
time that there was, a company providing the best of the best and standing behind it. You know,
Yeah.
that's really what we're here for. We're here as an option. We just want to provide a straightforward option that's also affordable. And
Yeah.
honestly, I stand behind that because I personally live in Dutchess and I live in the middle of a dead zone. I don't understand how there's cell phones that have major dead zones when we live in 2024.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like you go
It
places
is.
where there's no service and you're like, where, how is
Like
there no
Rhinebeck,
service
for
here?
example, you can drive into Rhinebeck and not, like 70% of Rhinebeck has no service.
Yeah, it's very weird.
even on Verizon. Like I had T-Mobile, I had Verizon. There was all different kinds of companies that I've tried, and I still didn't get much service.
Jesus.
Which is insane because you would think, okay, well, the nation is getting covered. We now have coverage. We have the technology. But yet the
Also not
Hudson
like you live in
Valley
the middle of
is
nowhere.
no, and we're
Right.
very urban. Like we're rural and urban. Like
Right.
it's a good mix. I mean, yeah, you have some areas that are mostly farms, but like you would think you're only like 20 minutes away from a huge amount of civilization.
Exactly.
And you still don't have service? It's mind-boggling. But that's also where the internet comes in because a lot of us are so heavily reliant upon it, especially for communication.
I
So,
know. It's crazy.
yeah.
I was just like on vacation abroad and just like realized how reliant you are on Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. Or even on
It's
your cell
crazy.
signal, because if something
Yeah.
happens and you need to call for emergency services, like it's
Yeah,
crazy.
it is.
I witnessed an accident in Dutchess. And it was on a dead zone road. And even 911 couldn't hear me. They made out head-on collision, but that was it.
What?
Yeah, it was insane. This was back in 2014, but like
That
it was
alone should like be a
a
freaking,
major, like
yeah,
wake
that's
up call.
insane. Yeah.
Yeah, all they could get out of me, I had AT&T at the time. All they could get out of me was head-on collision, and they understood the road name. That was it.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it just,
Still, yeah, that's crazy.
Providing the most details, or especially during an emergency, is the most important thing. So they need
Right.
to be prepared for what they're going to come across.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was very mind-boggling at that time.
Yeah, that
Especially because
Yeah.
we rely on it so much. Most of our
Yeah.
firehouses around here all volunteer anyway.
Yeah. I
So
know,
it's
and they're also
important.
usually rural.
Yeah,
So they,
exactly.
yeah.
It's crazy just to think about the fact that, we still don't have half of the technology that is technically available to major cities,
Yeah.
So
Ay, ay, ay.
we're going
All
ahead with
right.
the one
Well,
gig.
yeah.
And you said your home was about 1400 square feet. Did you want an extender or did you want to wait and see how the router works?
I don't think I need an extender. It's
Yeah, no worries.
like two floors. I think each
Yeah,
floor is
no.
like
Typically, we recommend one
700.
extender for up to 1500 square feet, but then anything over, what is it? It's over 2500 square feet where we would definitely recommend 2 to 3 extenders, but I mean, if you have a medium home, you should be fine without. If you feel that you need it, you can always add it later on.
Yeah, 'cause like right now I have my router and modem downstairs in my living room.
Yeah.
And then I'm in my office right now. It's like right above the living
Oh,
room.
yeah, then you should be fine.
Yeah, my house is like it's not one level. It's two 700 square foot levels or
Yeah,
600
no,
square foot levels, something like
that's
that.
perfectly fine.
Yeah. Train.
My son, my youngest, he always goes, "The choo-choo."
Yeah.
It's a choo-choo train. Every
Yeah.
time.
I know. I live like quite close to the train. It's like part of life.
Well, some people consider it a lullaby, especially at night.
I know. Honestly, you just get used to it.
Yeah, you do. I mean, your mind just gets used to it and eventually just becomes part of the background noise.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. And how are your utilities currently feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they coming through the air or under the ground? If you're not sure, that's okay.
What do you mean?
Like, how's your house connected to the power at the street? Like, is it coming overhead through the air, or are your utilities buried underground?
I don't know if this is the correct answer, but I have mini splits.
Okay.
So my house is both heated and cooled by the heat pumps.
Okay, but like your electric, how does your electric wires come into the home? How does your home get electricity?
I think through the ground.
Okay.
I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
no, that's fine. I can put down not sure. No worries. And then our techs can take a look and verify, you know, and they'll go based off of that as well. And then your billing address isn't different than your service address, is it?
No.
Okay. All right. And Sarah, is it with an H or without an H?
With an H.
Okay. And how do I spell your last name, please?
DUKLER.
Thank you. And what is the best email address? This will be the email address that's also used to automatically enroll you in the Archtop Fiber Online account so that you can access your invoices, pay your bill if you want, make any changes to your payment settings.
It's S and then Dukler, my last name. So it's SDUKLER at Gmail.
Perfect. And what is the primary phone number that you would like on the account, please?
It's 845-750-0109.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to the account?
Nope.
And how did you want us to contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text. Okay, yeah. So the text, with the text at Archtop Fiber, we can notify you via text messaging with important information such as install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text as well. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply, though. Is that okay?
I would like to not receive advertisements.
Yeah, no worries. No, we typically don't send any like that. And then, of course, as part of our process, we do tend to have to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It doesn't affect your credit score at all. It's a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If you want to bypass it, you can, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit.
No, yeah, you can do a credit check. That's fine.
Okay.
I have good credit.
Perfect. And that'll just take me a moment. All right, perfect. And so I'll need your social in just a moment. All right, and whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social. I only need it once, and I just immediately click on submit. Nothing is ever saved.
Okay. It's 130-82-5857.
Okay, submitting now. Perfect. No deposit required. Yeah, we don't see anything
Yay.
other than it telling us, like, hey, deposit is required or no deposit required. That's the only thing it
Okay.
tells us.
Great.
I know some people are a little like skeptical with giving out their social, so that's I wanted to explain that to you at least to let you
Yeah,
know.
no, I appreciate that.
And did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing?
What did you say? It's a $10 discount?
Yeah, so instead of $79.99, it'll bring it down to $69.99.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and we're doing it with the checking?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I give you routing?
I'll need the routing and the account number.
Oh, okay. Let me go find that. Okay. Are you ready now?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, so the account number is 9868259483.
Okay, and the routing?
The routing is 022000046.
Okay, and just to confirm, that's M&T, right? And do you authorize direct debit payment every month?
Yes.
And it's in your.
Is this like at any point cancelable or transferable or
Oh, yeah. Once you log into your Archtop Fiber Online account, you can edit your account details too and your auto pay settings. As
okay.
far as the dates go, I don't think we can edit those. But if you decide that, okay, I don't want it to come out of this account, I want it out of a different account, or I want to change it to a different form of payment, you can definitely do so. However, if you do change it to a debit card or a credit card, it'll only give you a $5 discount instead of a $10 discount.
Okay.
Just wanted to make that
Yeah.
make you aware of that. And then Sarah, your name is on the account, correct?
Yes.
And is it a checking or a savings account?
The checking account.
Perfect. It asks us that question.
Yeah,
And then of course you did mention direct mailings as your way that you found out about Archtop.
fine. Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like any buried wires, maybe a septic tank, loose dogs, although I know you're a cat person.
Yeah, my neighbor has two very loud dogs that are annoying.
But they wouldn't like come onto the property randomly, right?
No, the
Okay.
only thing is that I have a pool.
Okay, yeah, we most likely wouldn't be going anywhere near the pool anyway.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that needs to
I
be
just bought a
mentioned.
house with a pool. But I guess it's good, I guess.
How's the upkeep on that though?
It's expensive.
I believe it. Yeah. I've always
Yeah.
wanted a pool. I guess my house that I bought was supposed to have a pool and they never like installed the pool. But they built like a little pool shed. So I use that as a
Yeah.
storage shed.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's kind of cool, especially because the summer is hot, but it's
Oh,
like
yeah.
a lot of maintenance, and I'm just one person, so it's like if I don't do
Yeah,
it, it doesn't
exactly.
happen. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, like sometimes, I mean, I've heard of some people going for like the pool guys or having a pool guy, but I can only imagine how expensive that is too.
Yeah, that's very expensive.
Yeah. Did you have any questions or comments for the tax specifically?
No.
Okay. Yeah, like the typical questions would be like, hey, can I have my modem and router in such and such room rather than where it currently is?
Oh, no, it's in a good spot right now. It'd be good to just keep it there.
Perfect. All right, awesome. Just a couple of questions or a couple of disclosures, rather, before I go ahead and schedule you. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground, if I can. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
Again, if you have spectrum currently to maintain that consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until fiber services are installed to cancel with your current provider. And then the gateway and the modem and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit, which is a box with a pre-labeled box, to return all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in this required time frame. But that's pretty simple. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your online account. So you'll receive two emails. One will be the confirmation of your order, and the other will be the invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. And that will be using the email address that you provided today. So it should send you a temporary password and a click here link to sign in. If it doesn't provide you with a temporary password, you should be able to go ahead and click forgot password and it'll send you a new one, or at least a new link to go ahead and change your password. Do you agree to
Okay,
be
great.
bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So the earliest date that I have available is the 14th. I have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. time slot available.
That's August 14th, right?
That's next Wednesday.
Sorry, can you say the times again?
Yeah, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
Ten AM is good.
Perfect.
When do they, or sorry, how long do you think they'll be here?
So usually it takes about an hour and a half. Depending on whether or not they're installing the drop cable same day, it can take up to 2 hours, but no more than that.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible. They just want to make sure all the fiber is laid correctly and that the connection is running smoothly. Again, the fiber is very delicate, so any like bends to the cable can damage the fiber.
Right.
So that's why it can take a little while because we want to make sure that it's running. We'll go right through the same areas into the home. We don't have to drill into your home. Typically, where spectrum is, we'll follow that same route.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward. They also want to make sure that, you have access to your HomePass account, which is the application on your phone that will be monitoring your Wi-Fi and seeing how to change your password and everything. But they'll walk you through everything. They're very, very helpful and very kind. They're great people to work with.
Great.
But you are all set, Sarah.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, they're not going to need to like, I know you said they're not going to drill into the house, so there's no
No.
property modification.
Exactly. There's no property modification. The only modification of property would be the micro trench, which is just wide enough for the cable. They typically bury the cable 6 to 8 inches. It's not very deep and it's not really going to affect your landscaping much
Great.
because they also recover it back up.
Yeah, no, I don't have much in the way of landscaping, so sorry.
Perfect. So, yeah, so if they do bury it, then it'll be handled that way, specifically micro trenching, and then they'll dig it to be they'll trench it to be about 6 to 8 inches deep, so it's not very deep, but it'll still not be aerial to where you've got trees that'll fall and disconnect you.
Right. Okay, great.
So you are all set.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome, Sarah. Did you have any other questions for me while I was on the phone?
No, I think I'm all set. I'm just nervous about having to freaking cancel spectrum.
Well, definitely cancel after you're already connected, because the worst they can do is just be like try to give you a better deal or something. I don't know. But I've heard some horror stories. And I've also heard from other customers that, you know, when they went to cancel, they were like, "Oh, we can offer you this." And they're like, "No." But like that's the worst that they can do. And then as far as like charging, typically they do reimburse you for the amount of time that you did not use. So they should be only charging you for days of service used. Okay. But other than that, you're all set, and we'll see you on the 14th at 10 a.m.
Okay, sounds perfect.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, Sarah.
Thank you, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.